My name is Barry Allen, and I am the fastest man alive. To the outside world, I'm an ordinary forensic scientist. But secretly, with the help of my friends at Star Labs, I fight crime and find other metahumans like me. I hunted down the man who killed my mother, but in doing so, I opened up our world to new threats. And I am the only one fast enough to stop them. I am The Flash.
What's up, y'all? It is Mike of iWatchMike.com. Welcome to another episode of Talking The Flash. Today is Saturday, July 16th, and I'm going to be talking about the episode Invincible that aired on May 17th on the CW. I know some of y'all are like, what the hell, Mike? You're so behind. I know. I'm catching up, and I promise that once the new season starts, I'm going to be on time. For those of you that are like, hey, I just started watching. I'm cool. Hey, welcome to the show. Also, don't forget, Talking the Flash is available on iTunes now. If you go to iTunes and search Talking the Flash, bam, it is there now. And of course, shout outs to all my peeps listening on audioboom.com/channel/iWatchMike. But let's get into this. Man, I watched the episode just right now, and then I had to go through it and write down the notes because I was like, I cannot allow myself to stop, go. So I watched it, then I went through it again, and man, that ending. But we'll get to that soon. I just want to like point out some things that kind of got me excited, kind of rubbed me the wrong way. One, I definitely liked how this episode started off with the cool action. Just straight into the metahumans taking over the city and fighting the police officers. It would have been cool to see a little focus on some of the metahumans. We did see some flying and some zapping people and everything else, but it would have been kind of cool to see the Flash kind of fight a few. I don't know. That's just me. I don't know about y'all, but that's just me. I know that I was not a fan of Caitlin in this episode. And I know some of y'all out there, she's like, but she's been going through a lot of stuff. She's kind of messed up in there because of Zoom. I get that. I don't know. Because I like her. She's just extra whiny in this episode. But hopefully she gets her balls back. That's what I'm hoping for. it was definitely interesting and cool to see a little of the Arrow in this. And when I say that, for me, Black Canary, aka Black Siren from Earth 2. What do I say about her? Well, they definitely drop a bomb in this episode about Black Canary and Arrow. I know some of y'all are like, what do you mean drop the bomb, Mike? It's been over. Arrow is the last show that I have to catch up on. I have like 13 episodes on my DVR. It's just one of those things where I really like Arrow a lot. So it's just, I just don't want to half-ass it. So I'm like, I'm just excited to get ready to, itching, because I got the season finale for The Flash to watch, and then I'm going to start up my Arrows, and I'm excited because I've been hearing things, and I've kept away from it. But I know something happens to Laurel, so there you go. But yeah, Black Siren, she was cool. Just every time I watch Black Siren, I was just getting flashbacks of Black Canary. And I've never been a fan of Laurel being Black Canary. If anybody follows and listens to the Arrow recap show that I do, it's called Talking Arrow. I just wasn't. But to see her there, it was cool. I mean, to have her on the show, it was good. I definitely liked her and the Flash squaring off in the city. That was cool. Wally saving the day. And then, of course, Black Siren and Cisco acting as Reverb and Caitlin acting as Killer Frost. That was a pretty funny scene to buy some time. So it was cool. You know, all that right there. And then, you know, they save the city. And then they have this dinner. And Barry's dad is about to put on the moves on that cool doctor with the accent. And I really thought that this was, you know, the toast. And it was going to be, you know, preparing us for the season finale. So to the writers of The Flash, kudos and I hate you, because I really had my guard down. Normally I'm like, oh shit, something's gonna happen. But this one I was like, all right, we're doing a toast. When we're getting together, we're gonna get ready for battle, because I knew that the finale was gonna be something. And then zooms in, grabs his dad, Barry runs off as the Flash, which then, you know, Jess has seen that. Definitely Wally's seen it. So now I'm a little concerned on how Wally's going to be, because I was just getting to like Wally, but I swear to God, if he's going to be like, no one told me, Dad. First you left me, and then you lied to me. Oh, shot. I hope not. I hope he realizes and like, oh, crap. My like half-brother, kind of, sort of, is the Flash. I'm going to take advantage of this. I'm hoping that's he's got a good attitude about it. But I'm a little worried because it's freaking Wally. But, man, that ending. Take Jay, a.k.a. Zoom 2, whatever you want to call it. Man, they killed Barry's dad. I like Barry's dad. Yeah, I'm not going to lie, people. I got a little teary-eyed. I got teary-eyed because just for Barry's emotion, man. Man, that was, I was like, no, don't do it. Oh, crap. But I saw the commercial for the finale. It looks like Jay, a.k.a. Zoom, wants to race Barry, and then they want to, I don't know, understand how Barry's just not holding it together. I would have been like, you ready? Get ready. Get set. I would have broke his neck right there. I would have cheated. Yes. You killed my dad. Oh, I'm curious to see how this finale is going to be. All right, people, that's it. I really like this episode. It was good, and it got me in the end. Bastards. So, yes, thumbs up for this episode. I'm definitely going to put my review up on Good Shows. If you're a fan of the old TV tag and Get Glue, you got to check out Good Shows. It's available for iPhones and the iStore, whatever you call App Store. And then, of course, it's available on Android now. But I'm going to put my review there as well. I should have popped open the review so I could have read some of the other people's thoughts. Damn it. So stupid. But that's it. Thumbs up on this episode. I really liked it. I'm going to try to get the finale out in a few. If not, I will watch it tomorrow on Sunday and then knock that sucker out, because I got the itches. And it's not a rash. It's like I want to watch the finale. All right, people. Have a great weekend. Don't forget, it's available on iTunes. Yes, I got all my shows on iTunes. Soon I'm going to be putting on my blog so that way you can find them all. But if you go to iTunes and search Talking the Flash, you'll see a little bald little cartoon guy. That is I. And of course, audioboom.com/channel/iWatchMike. That's another spot where you can find my podcasts. And of course, coming soon to iWatchMike.com. I just did a little tweak with it, and it's going to be coming to iWatchMike.com. That's my blog. If you want to follow me on Twitter and Instagram, Mike the Movie Guy. I watch Mike on Facebook. Mike the Movie Guy on Snapchat. And that's it, people. Have a good one. I will talk to y'all soon. Thanks for tuning in, sharing, retweeting, liking, all that good stuff. All right. Bye-bye.
My name is Barry Allen, and I am the fastest man alive. To the outside world, I'm an ordinary forensic scientist. But secretly, with the help of my friends at Star Labs, I fight crime and find other metahumans like me. I hunted down the man who killed my mother, but in doing so, I opened up our world to new threats. And I am the only one fast enough to stop them. I am the Flash.